Hello, Blind Cool Tech, and welcome to one of these space tours, just because I can. It's been a long time in the making because of one thing and another, but now I'm finally doing it. I'm Nick G, and I'm reporting to you from Long Island, New York, in the larger county of Long Island, New York, that being larger and more better-run county of New York, Long Island, New York, that being Suffolk County. Stretches from... end to end, really. I mean, there's a, you go from Middlebrook Parkway in Nassau County. I can't remember the first town in Suffolk County, but it's just way out into Route 110, and then it goes all the way to Shelter Island, and that area around the east. So this has got definitely the most of the landmass of what's politically called Long Island is Suffolk County. Anyway, I'm standing out here in front of the house. It's a four-bedroom. Actually, if you really want to talk in real, if you really want to talk in terms, you can almost call this 3+1, simply because when we bought the house, and for most of its life, it was a three-bedroom house. But in 2004, we decided to add an extra bedroom, and you're going to see that. You're going to see all the bedrooms. This is really the perfect time for me to do this. It is just over 50 degrees out. Possibly a little lower, actually. It might actually be under 50, but it's actually a pretty nice day out to get this started. I'm using a pair of Sound Professionals SPBMC-12 mics. These are the mics with the Audio-Technica AT-350 capsules, mounted in a pair of Crokies on a pair of sunglasses. The microphones are also, let me just check this to make sure, flush with my head to hopefully make a pretty wide absorption through the head to make a nice wide sound. All of this is going into an Edirol R1 recording in Wave, but I've compressed this to MP3 at a variable bit rate so that it'll sound as good as it could. And, the wide differential is between 32 and 192K per second. So we're starting here at the end of the driveway, as in we are... This is where you would enter the driveway. I have a bit of a curb. What we're going to do is we're going to turn around to the left and go up into the house. So as you can see what I'm doing here, that's why I like how directional these mics are. You can, even with these little cheap AKG headphones, which aren't bad, but they're good, but they're not the best things I have, you can see what I'm doing. As you hear, I think it's a neighbor's house. I can't see why somebody inside the house would be, No, it was a neighbor's house. Yep. Wow, I can't believe you guys could... This mics will pick this up. I've stepped up one step. I'm under an overhang. And we're at the front door, which, to the right of it, has a bit of a black backsplash. It's a window. Narrow window, about the wise of my hand. As extended. But that's about 10 feet high. And that goes with this storm door, which I'm going to open now. Now, behind the storm door, there's a large steel door, which is the main door to the house, which I will now open. And will now shut. Put the cane up, it will not be necessary anymore. Now, when you come in, there are a few points of interest. To one's left is a closet. To one's right is a bathroom. Half a bathroom in real estate terms. We will go in there in a second, but I'm just going to go past the closet for a moment to rid myself of my shoes and socks. Yes, Ray, I'm looking at you. At any rate, let's... handle this. Let's go into that bathroom again, as I said. We'll then turn around and go back the other way as well. Because that's the best way I know to do it. It's not direct, but it works. And by the way, I do have to apologize for the hiss, but these microphones don't have the best SNR. As a matter of fact, I honestly think the Panasonic-type mics, like the Willisoleum mics, from Will and Zoe, who do their cooking podcasts, and Andre Louis has used some of these mics. So we call them Willisoleum. I don't know if they're... I'm pretty sure that's going to be the official name. If it's not, please correct me. This bathroom, as a real estate term, as the real estate folks call it, is a half bathroom, meaning it has only two articles of interest. A sink, which I will fill up. See how high I should let this go. That'll do. And we'll fill it up only to drain it. Pretty poor water pressure here. As a matter of fact, yeah, it's down. Believe it or not, it's down. This bathroom also contains one of two American standard toilets. And they suck. I don't like them at all. Let's get out of here. You could cross the hall to the closet, which I've just done. I have a light switches and alarm panel, coat hangers, and a steel garage door. This is the one room of the this is the one area of the house we are not going to cover. This is a staircase as well, but we're not going to climb that staircase. We're going to come around and come back. We turn we go to the left of the staircase. We have a bench which has articles of interest on it. You could sit here, as, you know, and stuff like that. And a basement, which... Oh, what the hell, we'll go down now. We'll do that now, since we've come to it, and we'll do it now. We'll go down here. And this is, by the way, has a door with a very neat SPL test of mics. See? Down a few steps. And we come down here. In this basement, there is the washing machine. And such, they are clothes hanging, and we have my Lionel trains. Unfortunately, the chair that I can use to sit in this train, in these trains, has some clothing stuff like that on the back. And I, like Neil, am fully capable of doing a demonstration of Train Master Command Control. Unlike Neil, however, I only have one engine with Real Sounds 5, and you've already heard three. That he has. I have loads with Rail Sounds 4, but why show that? Straight ahead is the den, which we will not enter. But it, bear in mind, it's safe to say it contains two couches, a couple tables, and a TV, which is not connected to a home theater system. It's a 32-inch Mitsubishi from 1998. We have two of those. I've turned out of the den and turned, and, how do I describe this direction? I turned out, if I'm following over here, and I will turn with the right wall, which is a very interesting little turn, and we've entered the kitchen, which has some boiling water on the stove, on the right side, a dishwasher, a, more counters and such. There's a lot of countering here. The kitchen isn't new. If you come around here, you have more countering, and the other side of the den. Cute. We'll go around over here, and also to say that, you know, the other item of interest is some garbage cans, and a side-by-side fridge and freezer, including a lot of with a lot of cabinetry. There's a microwave in here, too. We passed it, though. But fridge and freezer can go, and at will. We're gonna get out of here and show you something else interesting about how this house is designed. Again, was not originally here. I'm just going over here, and it turned into a similar turn, which has the dining room, which contains dining room table and chairs. What it also contains, however, is an area of countertop and another opening to the kitchen, which is another turn in the same direction. So we'll go back the other way, and we're going to come around again, just to say that we're following some sort of path. And, oh, looky, we're back in front of the bathroom again. And we're going to turn around again and go back to the staircase. The bedrooms is what I really like to focus on. I always do, you know. But there's one other room that is nobody else's, but that is no sole person's living space here. Actually, two others. Here's the living room. I've come up 6 stairs. This living room has its own dedicated floor. It is about the size of the old master bedroom, which is now my room, actually. I think my room might actually be larger than this. But it's decent. I think the den actually might also have a bit of larger form, but, you know, it's got its own floor. It's, a 4-bedroom splanch. In real estate terms. We're going to go up the stairs again. And you'll understand. So now you understand what a splanch is. It's got all the bedrooms upstairs. Maybe one downstairs, but we don't have that. And a bunch of other things. Now this is, if you turn, let's do this again. If you come up the stairs and turn to the right and go straight, the nearest bedroom is mine, the old master bedroom. Instead, we're not going to go in there as yet. We're going to come back around. This bathroom we won't go into either. As yet. The next door is my sister's bedroom. And in this room, you will find some things, such as a Toshiba television. Hang on. Screen.
Otherwise, we're staying dry. High pressure, that blue H, moves down to the south and east, and behind it, mild once again for Tuesday. Daytime highs topping out again near 55 degrees, perhaps even hitting 60 as we head towards Wednesday, a mixture of sunshine and clouds.
That's crazy. To consider it was 12 degrees last week, that's amazing. To the right, we have a keyboard, which I can't really play. Over here, I don't play any instruments. Very not musical. Over here we have shelves that contain loads of CDs and other miscellaneous paraphernalia to feed to an exercise bike. Right over here is a bed. And over here we have more miscellaneous stuff, as well as a stereo, which I don't know how to use. It has her XM AirWare antenna. We both have AirWares. Great units they are. There's a bed with a stand on it that has the laptop because of Krista's wrist. Unfortunately, she has to use such a stand. I think off the laptop, off of that stand, there is a cable. Actually, it's just the charger cable. This is a Systemax laptop, a laptop I would never get, ever. Okay? Terrible laptop. Worst laptop I've ever seen. We're going to come around. Actually, I got... No, never mind. My headphone cable did not get caught on anything. And we have a pair of miscellaneous items. We have a a VTech cordless phone, 5.8 gigahertz, exceptional, let me tell you. And a desk with a pair of keyboards on it. A PS2 one, which I can't stand to type for. I had to borrow it for a day when I had to replace mine a couple weeks ago. And up here, a USB keyboard, which I got for her to replace it with. Which whose action is much better. It reminds me of somebody's keyboard. But I can't tell whose. If somebody's got a keyboard like that, you can contact me. meaty-sounding keyboard, but Crystal loves it. There's a Perkins Brailler here, too. A Dell computer. Commission-issued Latitude GX260. We've modified it a little bit, but nothing substantial like a processor upgrade or anything like that. There are books on the desk. More miscellaneous paraphernalia. There's a carrying case. There's something. Two of them, actually. I think these are carrying cases. They feel like carrying cases. I've never seen those before. I wonder what those are. And more miscellaneous paraphernalia. We're going to go the other way. It's in the same way we were going. And walk into the main office. In here, there are some miscellaneous things. As a matter of fact, there's a bowling ball type device. Virtual reality bowling. I wonder why it's here. A slot machine. An RCA 20-inch television, which sounds like this. That used to belong to me, but when I moved rooms, they wanted to put something smaller in there. There go the first of many the first Toshiba television we had. Here's a laser printer, which I will actually turn on. I'm gonna need that. It's connected to a print server. This is the main network operation point. And here is a chair with a monkey on the side. In front of me is a keyboard, which sounds like this. This keyboard is a Dell QuietKey keyboard. Named facetiously, possibly. And one of two machines which Dad and I built. This one is a Pentium 4, 2.4 GHz Northwood with an 800 MHz front side bus. Still a pretty decent machine, but I've noticed after we had to do a motherboard replacement that it didn't perform very well. For audio editing and stuff like that, I'd have reboot problems. That wasn't very nice. I had a lot of problems with it rebooting more than I wanted to. Here's a mouse, an optical optical type. I couldn't find Krista's, so I didn't show it to you. We're going to turn around. And something else I'm going to tell you is my father is very well known for very odd wiring. And I'll explain that by saying, not odd wiring, but, sort of archaic and... What's the word? Wiring that can possibly make things a little hard to handle, but not necessarily. There is a couch / pull-out bed in here, and we're going to continue walking. We're going to exit the room from which we came. This is the smallest bedroom. Now down here, we're going to go down a little bit to the end of the house, end of the upstairs floor. And locate the newest bedroom. You can tell it's the newest bedroom immediately by looking at the door handle, which, while it is a handicap type handle, and while it has some design attributes, it's not the same. You can also tell by the acoustics. This thing is massive. So we come in, and we have a desk with a big Sony remote on here, and a bed that we're gonna go around. The bed at its foot has, I don't know what you call this, but it's got a pad on it. Mom and Dad put things up here. Gonna go around again. And we're gonna come to a corner which has another end table which has our alarm clock on it, as well as a few other miscellaneous things. As you can hear, my sister is arriving home. We're coming around, and here's a window, like the clearest viewed window in the damn house. More things here. I don't know what the heck that is. I really don't. We're going to come up. We're walking very slowly here because this is very big and there is a lot of potential for things that I haven't seen to be in here. For instance, there's an end table with miscellaneous stuff on there that looks like it's going to come right off of it. Here's another end table. Oh, God. I wonder where this had gone to. It's got cabinets And I'm just gonna look in here to see if anything of mine is in here when it was moved up here. And I'm gonna find that it's not. Okay. So they did be prolific and cleaned it out. Good. Step onto a throw rug, a pair, actually two of them, and we have, what the heck is that? I don't know what that is. That is a very weird looking, oh, yes, I do know what that is. That is an elliptical exercise device. There it is. Gonna come around. I know it's not bad weather out here. It felt beautiful. I was out here. Here's a DVD player, an IO digital cable box type, Scientific Atlantic type, and on the and this is all on a large shelf, bolted, sort of anyway, into the wall. Very well built. My father actually used biscuit joiners to hold a lot of this shelf together. It's actually amazing how he did this. On it, it contains an Olivia 32-inch LCD TV. And Olivia is really actually their LG components inside it, in a lot of cases. Big name, actually. You know, believe it or not, you know, they're becoming a large name. Walk-in closets. You gotta love those. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get into this closet. Welcome to the closet, and welcome to a tight space. This closet is actually pretty large. It is about as large, actually, as a... about 12... I think it's like 11 by 12. It's pretty interesting how big this thing is. It's the quietest place in the whole damn house that I can actually fit into. And you can hear that there's a bit of noise. The reason, in my opinion, for this noise's existence is that... these microphones don't have the best signal to noise, and they're relatively low output, like a lot of Audio Technicas are. It's actually reason enough for me to get new mics, but I'm not going to do that yet because there are things, you know, because, you know, don't want to waste too much money. There's a new window on this closet. We're going to get out of here, and we're going to close the door like so. Thank you. We'll go through, and we'll find another door to a very similar walk-in closet. I won't go into that one. You've seen one, you've seen them all when it comes to this room. Another open door, which I will enter, however, which contains another full... I'm not sure if to call it a full or a half bath, simply because it contains a shower stall, not tub, though. But in this bathroom, there's the bathroom thing again. Here is our newest sink. Two-handle type. Two-handle, one faucet for you Brits. The downstairs one only had like one handle, where you turn to the left to get hot water, the right to get cold water. It's the left handle for warm, right handle for cold. And you can turn them on at the same time as I'm doing now. And I think I gotta figure out when am I gonna stop this. It's coming up. It's coming up. Ah, that's pretty deep, actually, that basin. Let's stop it here. And push down to drain, shall we? I'll dry my hand for now. Right. Next, we're gonna go over to the left, which has the toilet. Now, this is an interesting sounding toilet. It's made by Toto. It's in Japan. Newest toilet in the house. And by a couple of years from now, all toilets, even though the American standard ones are from like 2001, are gonna have this
model toilet or similar. Just simply because of the American Standard's sheer badness and how much it sucks. This does sound like it sucks, but it was rated number one in the in terms of flush. My dad did some research. And though it sounds weird, it's very efficient.
Over here we have a shower stall with shower doors to match our other bathtub and a faucet to match as well, which has valve and temperature, pressure and temperature regulation inside it. You get in this thing, you're pretty much guaranteed that when you get into these showers here, showers and bathtubs, you're guaranteed, guaranteed to not have any temperature or pressure problems. What other item of interest in here? There's a light switch panel with two switches. On the left-hand side is a light, but on the right-hand side is an exhaust fan. And it sounds like that. We'll get out of here for a moment. And we'll keep the door open, just cause. And that'll do it for this room. It's a pretty large room. We spent a lot of time in here. There's an alarm keypad in here as well. Now, we are going to enter this bathroom. I think we're going to do it this way. Enter the bathroom. Nah, we'll keep the door open, why not? No extractor fans or anything like that in here, because there are windows in here. And this is the largest bathroom. This bathroom contains a full bathtub. And we're going to go over here and turn a little bit. It also contains an American Standard sink. The one downstairs is a cola, and the one in the other bathroom is a sink of an unknown brand. We're filling it up again, because it's 2 a.m. That will do. Which will give me enough time to let this thing go down. It's been a long time since I've done that. I don't remember it being that loud. Wow. But I guess it is. Towel racks are everywhere here, as well as toilets. This is the second of two American Standard toilets. And while it looks very similar, it is a different toilet because of the different size of the roughen. And being that it's a different toilet, it also sounds different. There are better recordings of that around. Now, the problem with this toilet is it's the main toilet. Why is that a problem, you ask? It's a very simple reason. This thing doesn't flush very well. Here's a door right to the left of this toilet. Actually, you know what? I'll just show you what one of these shower faucets sounds like in one of these shower doors. Same as in the other bathroom. And assuming that we have a bit of a shower thing going on here, we can go. Interesting. But we'll stop. And let it drain. Like it is doing now. rather slowly and gurgly, I might add. Now I wonder how much water I put in here. Weird. I'm gonna leave that going because it doesn't sound like it's gonna stop anytime soon. Let me... very anticlimactic. There we go. Now, this door... actually comes out... into the room where I will stop this recording, that being mine. The other entrance to this room is right near the staircase. And just because we can, and we should... we will come in that entrance again. So we'll come in as if we never left or entered and just open it again. Let's, as we go to the right, go to the wall side. You have a closet which contains those of my clothes and such. We have an area with a bag here. I think it's part of my luggage. And the things. Shelf with, among other things, a pair of hockey pucks. Because I got two that I went to, one commemorating the first Islander game I ever got. Actually, no, that one, no, those are Puck Banks. One that a friend of mine gave. Another that commemorated an Islander game that I went to, which celebrated the 1980 Stanley Cup Championship team. Here's a footrest, and it is separate from currently, but belongs to, a rocking chair, which is rather nice. Over to its right is a keyboard, and right here is a desk. With a chair on it, which faces a computer, and which has a keyboard on it. Well, it's 4:09, isn't it?
It's 4:09 p.m.
It is a Logitech S510 wireless keyboard, which I got 2 weeks ago. Actually, no, not 2 weeks ago, just a week ago, actually, if you really think about it. It drives this computer. It's an AMD 64 4400 dual-core computer. Giga RAM, 3 hard drives in it. It's really good. It's approaching a year old, actually. Next Sunday, March 18th, is its one-year anniversary. And... to show you just what this thing sounds like, we'll go into my Jess's Dead folder and choose Dark Star off of the Blue Light Rain album. As I say, these have Klipsch Pro Media 2.1s on them. My mixer board, in front of me is also my large diaphragm mic, but I'm not going to show you that right now. Mixer, the second of two Toshiba TVs. Same as Christa's, no more need to show that. It's got a VCR and things of that nature. We both have Sony VCRs, but different models. That other bathroom door, which comes around as the bed. And as we go around the bed, there is the other door. So, I think right here is as good a place as any to end this. I know that some blind cool tech listeners, Ray, I'm looking at you, like space tours. And rather than start a wave of my own in April, you know, to commemorate, you know, April and May to commemorate, you know, 1 year ago space tours, I decided, okay, I'm going to, Sky's done one, let me do one. And I've actually fixed it and finished it. So I got to be happy with it with minimal interruption. So I'm pretty happy about that. So if anybody wants to contact me, they can do so. It's nick@hkcradio.com. nick@hkcradio.com. Likewise, I will feel free to answer. You can feel free to answer, ask me any questions about Edrelar ones, sound professionals' microphones, or any other type of microphones for that matter. I could talk mics all day. Just ask Will and Zoe. And that'll be it. Any other further details you can gain from me by email. And that's pretty much it. Oh, and enjoy this. I want to see if we can bring Blind Cool Tech back to where it was. Oh, crap. I think that's going to end this because I got a Skype call from Chris West, otherwise known as Trek West. So, we'll see you later.